This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, sir, all the best, sir. Thank you. And joining us now with reaction, author of the best-selling book Treason, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich. You know, 1,000 jobs may not seem like a lot to some people, but these are 1,000 people that maybe won't lose their home, maybe won't have to give back their car, can send their kids to the college they've been saving for, won't have to go out in their 50s and look for a new career. It's pretty profound. I think, to me, it's a good start.
Well, look, I mean, first of all, 1,000 families going into Christmas with a new sense of hope and optimism is a pretty good present from President-elect Trump, and a signal to businesses across America that he is serious about America, making America great again and making us the center of manufacturing again. It also is going to put pressure on Congress to pass the kind of tax changes that Steve Mnuchin is talking about, the new Treasury Secretary, that we have to have for the carriers and the Fords and others to stay in the U.S. So it's a great day. It's something that the fact that President-elect Trump could pull it off as a big, I think, feather in his cap, and as a reminder of how much different he is from his opponent.
Things that we have to think about is not only, you know, what the government can do by way of regulations, but there needs to be some cooperation with the unions, and nothing's being said yet about that. But at some point, Donald Trump is going to have to, you know, get the unions in the room and say, okay, guys, you know, how important is it, you know, to have people involved in the union drawing benefit from it the way you had hoped and designed it to be. You know, there needs to be some adjustment in much the same way that, you know, Scott Walker was able to do in Wisconsin and other governors, you know, around the country and working with the unions, that it's not business as usual, that the unions in and of themselves have to see their complicitness in, you know, killing the goose that's been laying golden eggs here. That, you know, there needs to be a design of business and business development that is win-win for all. I'm not saying eradicate the unions. I mean, you know, that's not the point here. I believe that there's some validity in things that they do, but it's like when anything becomes about one person or one idea, then it gets out of balance. And that's what we have here in this country, particularly with how the unions have, I believe, have ended up you know, hurting us from the opposite direction and intent of what they originally had hoped for.
Yeah, and in this case, I know that UAW, Union of Auto Workers, they did a lot to get this going, and it seems like they've bought into what Trump is saying. Mm-hmm. Because you know, if Donald Trump makes it so the laws are for easier on companies to do their production here, there's no reason why they wouldn't do their production here.
Right.
Because, you know, one of the big things there is your shipping costs and everything are going to go down.
Right.
Because now they're taking a car from, you know, Ohio or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're sending it to, you know, to Minnesota or California. And that's a lot easier than having a plant in southern Mexico and sending it to Minnesota.
Well, not to mention, Scott, you know, and you're touching on something here, and that has to do with experience. You know, I tell my kids all the time that experience defines preference. And we've, through this experience that this country has gone through in shipping its jobs out, you know, they now have empirical evidence to look at to say, okay, who provides a better labor force? Do these other, you know, countries provide a better labor force, or is it just a, you know, it's all about profit? If it's all about profit and the things that are influencing profit, whether it's, you know, government regulations and taxes and, you know, union costs and all these other other things, then they need to be considered and brought into the calculus so that, you know, these companies, and some already have made the move, and this was even before Trump was elected, saying, look, I think I'm better off in spite of all the regulations. When we get those out of the way, you imagine what's going to happen? I think it's going to be fun for all here in this country once again. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride. Don't forget to, go check us out on Facebook and get involved in the conversation at B Martinez Live. Steve Beeman is with us right now, self-taught, self-made millionaire, back in the days when you could be a self-made millionaire. But I think these days are coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Presently founder and chairman of the Steve Beeman Group, a personal development company working to help people along the five paths to a transformed life. Steve Beeman, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, sir?
Well, it's great to be with you, Bill, and Merry Christmas to you and all.
Merry Christmas.
We enter what should be a very prosperous Christmas season.
I believe so. Steve, I couldn't help but think about you after Donald Trump got elected, because I said if there was ever a time and a perfect position for somebody to be in, Steve Beeman is in the right spot because of what is happening and what is being jettisoned, the hope and change, true hope and a substantial change with a foundation is happening. There's just nothing that can replace leadership, is there?
Well, absolutely not. And, you know, I wrote the book, The American Dream Under Fire, which is largely about the change going on in the American culture that's antithetical to the entrepreneurial spirit. But we do see some hope that that could come back. I mean, look at Carrier, those 1,000 jobs now.
Yes.
That are staying in Indiana. You know, the spinoffs of small business and entrepreneurial endeavors that will bring on, that's just an enormous shot in the arm for those folks, and hopefully that's the tenor of things to come.
Well, you know, we've seen the picture, Steve, that is heartbreaking. You see cities across this country that were once alive and well and vibrant, and families and everything in these local communities, how devastated they have become as a result of the policies driven by progressives and the liberal left. And, you know, but yet they want us to believe that somehow they have the answer. And it's just like, you know, it's just, if you just gave us more money, if we could tax you just a little bit more, we would prove to you that it's right. But never in the history have they been right. There's no empirical evidence that they can lean on and say, look at this is what progressivism is, how good it is. This is what it gave us back in, you know, the 1930s or 1940s. It has been one disaster after another. And thank God, you know, the forgotten man and woman realized and remembered there's such a thing as a constitution, and it's about we the people. And they came out and cast their vote, and they realized, doggone it, their vote counts.
Well, Bill, you're just biased against it. You haven't looked at the joy of living in Cuba and Venezuela, North Korea, the former Soviet Union.
Yes.
What wonderful paradises they were.
Exactly.
And I think, Bill, real quick, you know, as people look to America, what made our nation unique is that risk-taking entrepreneurial spirit. It generates an enthusiasm for life, a belief that tomorrow can be better than yesterday. And that has been squelched over the last many years, and hopefully it can now resurge back.
Well, like you, Steve, what I am seeing, and I keep saying this, that there's this incredible pent-up human potential of productivity just ready to explode and attack just in the natural course of things and taking care of themselves and their family, that we will attack this debt, that we will bring things back into line. And look what's happening. I mean, the whole market reaction that the liberal left, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama said that, you know, a Trump presidency, a vote for Donald Trump would just kill our economy. And it's done just the opposite.
Well, absolutely. In fact, the OECD, which is the Organization of Economically Developed Countries, has come out recently and said they're raising their growth forecast for 2017 to over 3% for the globe, driven by the United States. That flies in the face of forecasts just a month or two ago from Bank America, Deutsche Bank, and others saying we were headed toward a recession.
Yes.
So you cannot but argue that the optimism is coming back. Now we'll just have to see him deliver. But this carrier thing is a pretty good indication that there's some delivery on the way.
Yeah, I mean, his sleeves are rolled up. I keep saying, Steve, and I know you travel on a little sleep as well. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, he sleeps maybe 3-4 hours, and the rest of the team is doing everything they can, you know, to keep up with him. He's not wasting any time. I mean, you know, and you're exactly right. Saving 1,000 jobs in Indiana. I mean, he is the president of the people, and he's going in and saving their jobs. And look what he's done with his transition team and the people that he's picked, you know, key influential people for business and that. And you go, wow, this is, I mean, he's not messing around here. He's got a strong bench.
Absolutely. And Bill, I want to put in perspective for your listeners these 1,000 jobs. On an average American wage of $50,000 a year, that's a $50 million stimulus to that area. But when it comes to money, there is a multiplier effect. Mm-hmm. When that trickles down, and there's that word, but it trickles down through the local economy, that will end up being about a $350 million economic stimulus to that area of Indiana. That's stimulating. That's real growth and real wealth. That flies in the face of this, well, let's do more infrastructure in the government.
Right.
Those are temporary positions that don't do anything in the long run.
Well, you know, and this flies in the face of, you know, Hillary Clinton and progressives mocking, you know, trickle down economics. But there is something about this process they don't understand. And it's quite interesting. You have Nancy Pelosi on the other hand saying that, you know, welfare and, you know, giving government money in lieu of jobs to people is, you know, that trickle down and that stimulates the economy.
Well, she's an idiot. But yeah. The fact is there are a lot of people on the left who cannot accept that we disagree with their policies, which is why we're labeled sexist and racist if we try to talk logic. Mm-hmm. But there's a segment of them as well, Bill, and I would put Nancy in that group, that don't really want us to see us build the economy. They don't like the fact there are so many billions of people living on this planet. They'd like to see us pare back population and pare back development. So in their worldview, we don't exploit the resources of the earth.
Right.
I just disagree with that at the core, and I think providing for people is our number one goal.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, here it is. You know, they keep saying that the population of the world is so big, and they said this over 100 years ago, and they're absolutely a catatonic over the continued growth. And, you know, and what do we know? Business just keeps finding ways to bringing food. Now, if we can get these crazy leaders out of some of these third world countries, then we can feed the masses and not have too much of a problem at doing that.
Isn't it funny how a little freedom goes a long way?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter, as recently as the late 70s, said, we'll be out of gas by 1995. Okay, Ravi Batra, the Great Depression of 1994. What was the famous book in 1965 that went around the world? But it was all about the coming economic collapse because we can't feed the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny, when private people get together and look at a problem, they look forward and solve the problem.
Right.
Government looks in the rearview mirror and says, what problem was and how could we fix what was?
Yes.
That's the difference. And we need free people and a free economy to move forward and build the kind of life they want.
And, Steve, to your point, you think there'd be enough experience that people have gone through, and history notes this, where you get people, you know, all these fearmongers, you know, rattling pans and saying the sky is falling and here our, you know, climate is all compromised. You know, Al Gore said there were going to be tidal waves and all kinds of devastation. And to me, when people make predictions like that and they don't happen, they need to be marginalized. We need to set them aside and say, look, you know, we still want to hear from you anymore. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Al made $100 million telling us that by 2020 we'd all be underwater. So
what does that tell you? Well, Steve, congratulations on everything you're doing. How can people be in touch with you? We got about 20 seconds left here.
They can visit me at stevebeeman.com, and we've got the radio show up there as well as everything else I do. So I'd love to have them visit, and I wish everyone the most merriest and happiest of holidays.
Well, that's great. Steve, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
If only we would be so excited about the real reason for the season. This is Bill Martinez live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lee Strobel is with us. Gosh, Lee and I spoke years and years ago when he had first introduced his classic, The Case for Christ, which is his true life story. It is his testimony. And I guess this is what makes it so powerful, because in many ways, it was like the blind man who could see again. A real simple, irrefutable testimony, a very personal testimony that Lee then went out and told and shared with millions. He could not contain himself. I mean, there's just something about good news. It is infectious and has been rather encouraging. And Lee has been a one-man evangelistic powerhouse, I might say, because people, you know, looking at his life and listening to what he had to say. I mean, we're talking a once avowed, committed atheist who had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he's never been the same. Lee Strobel, good to be talking to you. It's been too many years since you and I have been on the radio together, so good to reconnect and talk about this forthcoming movie.
Well, thank you, Bill. Great to talk to you again. You're right, it has been too long.
Yeah, and so, and along the way, of course, this year, congratulations for your recent release, The Case for Grace, which just won the 2016 Nonfiction Book of the Year from EPCA. You know, and so for, as I said, for the last 25 years, it has been your heart's love and work, to share the truth, your truth that you experienced and the difference in your life, and people see what happened to Lee Strobel and say, hey, I want what Lee has.
Well, it has been a great adventure, and you're right. It was such a shock for me as a committed atheist, having spent 2 years of my life to investigate the historical evidence and the scientific evidence concerning Jesus and Christianity, to come to that conclusion that ultimately it's a faith that's based on solid historical grounding. Mm-hmm. And especially when you look at the resurrection of Jesus, which is really the linchpin of the faith and really the focus of this film that we're doing called The Case for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, in much the same way as Josh McDowell, who was an atheist, and he said, look, and you talk about the linchpin of the resurrection, he felt the same way. He said, look, if I can disprove the resurrection, if I can find a body and disprove that Jesus rose from the dead, then that really kills Christianity right where it lies, doesn't it?
That's exactly true. I mean, the Apostle Paul said, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what makes Christianity unusual among world religions is that it invites investigation. And as Paul said, you know, check it out. And if Jesus did not physically return from the dead in an actual event of history, then you are fully warranted in walking away from Christianity. So it puts that challenge out there. And as an atheist, as a journalist trained in law, I couldn't resist the fact that these are historical issues that can be checked out.
Right.
You know, did Jesus live? Did he die? Was he encountered afterwards? Those are historical questions that can be investigated. And so that's what I did for 2 years of my life after my wife, who was agnostic, came to faith. And I began to see positive changes in her character and her values. It really encouraged me to use my journalism training and legal training to investigate these questions.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Lee earned his Bachelor of Journalism from the University of Missouri, his Master's of Studies in Law at Yale Law School. He was an investigative reporter. I mean, this was, you know, his investigative work was renowned. It was quite noted. So, Lee, it's as if you were handpicked in much the same way the Apostle Paul was handpicked. You know, God knew from the background and in the training and said, okay, for a time such as this, Lee Strobel is my man.
Well, I tell you, it has really launched an adventure in my life, because it's given me the opportunity to talk to people about the historical data, the evidence that I find so compelling and so convincing. And as you say, not just me, but so many people, especially those trained in law. You know, you look at Sir Lionel Lutkew, who was the most successful defense attorney who ever lived, knighted twice by Queen Elizabeth, a member of the highest court of his land, and was a skeptic about the resurrection. spent years investigating it, and his conclusion was, he said, I say unequivocally that the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so overwhelming that it compels acceptance by proof, which leaves absolutely no room for doubt.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you apply these legal standards and you begin to look at what is evidence, what constitutes reliable evidence, you really find a compelling, clear case for the resurrection of Jesus.
Exactly. Well, Lee, you know, as an atheist, most atheists say that, to become a person of faith, it's as if you've got to check your brains in at the door and not have your brains come in with you. But as you pointed out earlier, whether it's Paul, God himself says, look at, hey, Let's talk. Let's have the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, let's walk through this. I mean, there's nothing hidden up the sleeve here, is there?
No, exactly not. I mean, so many atheists who really, like me, spend the time to thoroughly investigate the evidence, find that this is not based on wishful thinking or make-believe or fairy tales, but really does have a strong foundation in history and fact. So it's kind of surprising to some people because they think of faith as being something you believe, even though you know in your heart it can't be true, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When actually faith is a step we take in the same direction that the evidence is pointing, which is logical and rational. We do that every day in our lives in so many different ways, responding to evidence, and yet taking a step in that same direction. And that's what I found, as I investigated Christianity. I don't have to check my brain at the door, but I take a step of faith that's logical and rational because it's in the same direction that the evidence, the arrows of the evidence are pointing.
Was it in terms of a point of view, and this might sound a little ethereal here, but, you know, what in my conversations with other atheists, they say, Bill, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I found that certainly it was a lot less energy. You know, once I got over the hump and I made the commitment and started going with the evidence, and, you know, I started having one oh yeah moment after another, that it just was maybe a little tweak to the worldview is the way they put it. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, wasn't anything, even though the results were dramatic, it's just a little adjustment is the way they put it. Did you?
Oh, that's interesting. In terms of their response to the evidence?
Yes, exactly. That, you know, it's having eyes to see and ears to hear. I mean, it was always around them, but they just didn't see it. And then all of a sudden it was like somebody pulled the blindfolds off.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, I spent 2 years in this investigation, and as the evidence accumulated over that time, it was like being on a scale, and the scale was tipping further and further and further. Until finally I realized that in light of the clear and compelling evidence for the truth of Christianity that I'd encountered in this investigation, I realized it would take more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a Christian.
Exactly.
In other words, the preponderance of the evidence pointed so convincingly toward the truth of the faith that it was a logical step to take to respond to that. And you see that in the film, The Case for Christ, that moment when the scales tip, and when you realize that this is true, you know, what do you do then? And I turn to John 1:12, which kind of has an equation of what it means to become a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Believe plus receive equals become.
Well, the movie that we're talking about releases in the springtime of 2017. We can't wait for it, Lee. Congratulations on The Case for Christ, the movie, which I guess has just been a natural evolution from, you know, the book of The Case for Christ, right?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Faye Dunaway is in it, the Academy Award winner. Great cast, great script, but it's all based on a true story, which I think, as you said earlier, makes it all the more compelling.
All the more. That's great. Lee Strobel, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Lee, thank you so much. All the best to you. Merry Christmas.
You too, Bill.
You got it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Martinez live.
Okay, this is when we go to the file, you know, and just, you know, abandon not all sense of reality, but we're going to talk about, you know, rumors that are flying out there. Okay, so, you know, this is one of those things where we're just, you know, sharing with what people are talking about. So you say, hey, I haven't heard about it, and we're going to try to bring some veracity to the rumors. And, of course, the one to do that perfectly is our international pundit editor, a part-time producer, 40-plus years businessman in U.S. South America. I say part-time, really. There's no such thing as part-time. Bill McIntosh probably feels like he's working with Donald Trump sometimes because I operate on very little sleep myself, and he's able to keep up with me even with the time difference and with all the time differences I go through. Bill McIntosh, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How's it going there? Hey. How's everything? Bill, you in California?
Yeah, I'm in California, taking care of the 25-year-old. He was in a motorcycle accident, I mentioned. And it's been, yesterday we went to the doctor and got the staples out and some stitches and, but you know, he's still dealing with, you know, you don't, break a leg and five ribs and heal up right away. It is a process. So, you know, I'm proud of him. He's hanging in there, but man, I'll tell you, it's been tough. It's all about pain management right now.
And
that's for everybody. It's not just the person that's going through the pain. It's the person trying to caretake. And one of the things I realized, Bill, is that, you know, God didn't necessarily design me to be a caretaker. So I'm out there, you know, beyond myself right now. But fortunately,
just tell David, I hope he's doing better. I heard the comment that Doug Giles made yesterday. It was hilarious. He said, Obamacare is fantastic unless you get sick.
Yes.
And then it stuck like an airplane toilet.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure it's fantastic at any level. Maybe for some people that think, well, it's free. But as my son has found out, what the level of treatment, I mean, he has repeatedly found himself saying, but I'm a human being. Because when you go through the process, and you're treated like a number and you're just queued up, you're in pain and you're sitting there in a line. It's devastating. And I said, well, you know, you've heard me say, Bill, you know, experience defines preference. I said, this is one of the reasons why you need to be motivated to make lots of money so you're not having to deal with, this kind of socialized medicine, because it's basically the same thing, sadly, that our vets have had to go through. And, they put you in a queue and say you're being processed, and somehow they expect that by the time they get to you, 3 years later, that you've either healed yourself or, you're no longer with us, so we don't have to deal with you, right?
Wow.
Sadly.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, hey, we're talking rumors here. Are we going to talk about the illegal vote and, Trump? Okay, well, let's talk about this, because Donald Trump has said, and this has been anecdotally responded, and, of course, the left is just absolutely astounding. They how can he say that? We don't have any substantiation to that number. But there's been, other evidence, where the progressives have said, well, there's no vote, there's no cheating in voting, it doesn't take place. There's been no voter fraud, but then people keep getting arrested for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Bill, I remember Coach Kevin Collins in an article that was published in Western Journalism Center cited East Chicago, Indiana, where it's like a town of 29,000 people, or like 20 people were arrested for voter fraud going back a few years ago in a mayor's race.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable. So, I mean, and it's been documented 300 cases of voter fraud, even more, in the past few years that, the Heritage Foundation has found, cases where 176% of a population of a given, county is registered. I mean, how do you have that? 100,000 mm-hmm. people in a town, in a county, but 176,000 people are registered. I mean, it's insane. I mean, so.
Yeah. Well, I love the people that, the zombies, the ones who die, they die Republican, they come back Democrat. They rise from the dead and vote. Those are numbers that are documented, and it's hard to deny those, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Twilight Zone democracy, Bill. I mean, yeah, but let me just, talking about this thing with the illegal voting, here's what I think. I mean, Donald Trump comes out and says, quote, on a tweet, in addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally. And around that time, there's a guy named Greg Phillips at Jump Vote who said, we have verified more than 3 million votes cast by non-citizens. We're joining True the Vote to initiate legal action. Anyway, what do you do with that? And I remember at the time this Trump's tweet went out there. Mm-hmm. I said, where's the evidence here? But things start to develop, and here's what happens. The people at True the Vote, which is like, according to this website, is the nation's largest nonpartisan voters' rights and election integrity organization. They stated after Trump's tweet a few days ago, they said, True the Vote absolutely supports President-elect Trump's recent comment about the impact of illegal voting, as reflected in the national popular vote. We are still collecting data and will be for several months, but our intent is to publish a comprehensive study on the significant impact of illegal voting in all of its many forms and begin a national discussion on how voter states and the Trump administration can best address this growing problem. Now, let me tell you something, Bill. First of all, we have to remember, do you recall all these cases where Obama's Justice Department was filing lawsuits against states that wanted to have photo ID laws?
Oh, of course, yes, right, yeah.
Insane. And so basically what it means.
Yeah, but you could have a Black Panther at the polling site, though.
Yeah, sure. I mean, didn't something like this, I think they had, the mayor of Washington, somebody said he was Marion Barry, went to D.C. to vote, I actually think he said it was Eric Holder, and it was a white guy. And, the thing is the joke is, and this is true, that you supposedly, you can show up without your photo ID, and they said, well, gee, this person is registered. Oh, gosh, go ahead and vote. It's too bad you lost your photo ID or you left it at home. Mm-hmm. Go on in. And then later people say, hey, I'm here to vote. Here's my driver's license. Well, they said, get out of here. You voted already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it can happen. Now, but you have to look at the big picture here. 3 million people or so, who knows how many, supposedly, allegedly, illegally voted. Well, first of all, Bill, we're talking about, if that's the case, 3 million separate, discrete acts of 3 million people doing that. And did that happen? I mean, that's hard. You have to ask 3 million people who supposedly did it. So it's real hard. But looking at things in general, I think you can come across with a couple of ideas. One is that emotions this election were extremely high. Sentiment was at a fever pitch. Donald Trump kicked
off. So you could justify misbehavior is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is that people, when people get upset, they do crazy stuff. They break a law sometimes. They break a window. They punch somebody. They push a cop, and they're not supposed to.
Right.
They do dumb stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, should it surprise us that if you have lots of things happening, for example, Governor Jerry Brown, you're from California, last year signs, in October of 2015, Assembly Bill 1461, the new Voter Act, which basically automatically registers you to vote when you, unless
you get a driver's license. Yeah.
Huh?
When you get a driver's license, right?
Yeah, right. So, or you renew it. So the thing is that you got to say, no, I don't want to be registered to vote. You have to opt out. So it's like cumbersome. You just go with the flow and you're registered. So, you know, California, as you know, of course, is a huge state. It's the biggest state in the union as far as population goes. And you look at the fact that, you know, again, huge, huge feelings about this whole issue of voter fraud. I'm sorry about the issue of Donald Trump, love him or hate him, and you have most immigrants hate the guy. You know, I mean, Mexicans make up a huge part of the immigrant population.
But Bill, stay on your track though, in terms of here, Jerry Brown says, look at you, you got to opt out, but you're automatically signed up, to vote. And then right behind that, he passes the law, giving illegal immigrants, the right to a California driver's license, right?
Insane, yeah.
And so what does that do?
Can use to show that, well, what it does is it gives you, first of all, an ID, and also the setup is that you can't search the California Motor Vehicle Database for non-citizens. So it kind of renders it difficult to prove yes or no. But one thing I want to bring your attention to a study that was done, and that was that a few years ago, people at Dominion University, Old Dominion University.
We got about 10 seconds here. You got to wrap up quick.
Really, yeah. They found that in 2008, 6.4% of non-citizens voted in 2008. If you look at that today in terms of 22 million non-citizen immigrants, we're looking at 1.4 million people.
Well, there's the number. Bill McIntosh. Thank you, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water?
Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Getting lost in the holiday music here. Why not for just a moment? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Mark Ward is back with us. Dr. Mark Ward, he got his PhD from Bob Jones University back in 2012. He now serves the body of Christ as a Logos Pro at Faith Life, writing weekly articles on Bible study at the Logos Talk blog, author of multiple high school Bible textbooks, including the story of the Old Testament and biblical worldview, creation, fall, redemption. Also, as you might recall, Mark and Tom Breeden were on with us a couple of weeks back talking about can I smoke pot, marijuana, in light of Scripture. And Mark, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. And congratulations. The book is, being read and it's challenging some thoughts out there, which is what you intended to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. We wanted to edify, and sometimes that means tearing down a little bit in order to build up. But most
sure.
of it, I think we're able to build up.
Well, exactly. Well, well done. Great job what you and Tom put together. We want to talk. We touched on this the first time we talked about, and that is my involvement with Logos Pro. And I say my involvement is that, you know, I was looking for a software Bible study program, that I could rely on and could help me along with my daily study and deeper study of Scripture. And I particularly like what Tim Keller had to say. And Tim is, I've been using one of his books on the study of, he and his wife put together on, the Book of Psalms. I mean, he, for 20 years, he had just exclusively owned, near exclusively, put a lot of focus on the Book of Psalms, and his devotional is very exciting. So it's been part of my daily reading. But Tim had this to say about Logos 7. He said, it is the most intuitive and complete Bible software out there. I respect Tim Keller, and I think that pretty sums up the power of what this software program is all about, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. And we've collected many endorsements, not merely because we have a powerful marketing department, but because we have really worked hard to serve the church. The mission of the company, Faith Life, that owns Logos, is to use technology to help the church to grow in light of the Bible. And Logos Bible Software is our premier software tool for doing that.
And I can tell you that initially when you get involved with it, I mean, it is power packed. And, you know, Mark, I tell people, you know, first of all, they ask me, so what do you recommend? I said, I've been using Logos now for, gosh, I want to say at least the last 10 years, if not longer, but at least the last 10 years. And when I first, you know, when it, you know, I first got involved with the software, I just couldn't believe how comprehensive it was and how intuitive and how easy it was to use. And I think even in this, at this point in my life, there's probably so much more, about it that I need to use. So I need to, you know, come to one of your classes, I think.
Right. Actually, when you listed off my title, I'm a Logos Pro, and my team of pros at the company is the first team the company has had to provide extensive free training to all of our users, because there are a lot of complexities that come along with the software, because the bio has a lot of complexities, and we're providing tools, very powerful tools for examining and taking apart and putting back together your Bible. That is analyzing it, trying to understand how its pieces relate. And what I've often told people, however, is, you know, don't be afraid. I don't have that great of an ability with cars, for example, but I'm still able to use mine to get from point A to point B. And I can check the oil, and I can observe when the antifreeze is low and replace it. I don't have to know as much as my mechanic does in order to use my car effectively. And even if you're using only 5 or 10% of what Logos does, that doesn't mean you've wasted your money. The fact is that I myself, typically on a regular day, use about 5 to 10% of what it does, focusing on reading and searching the Bible text and looking at my books.
Right.
And that's all you have to do with it. That's the power of Logos. Anybody at any level of Bible study can use it.
Yeah, and if you go to our website, by the way, I want to direct you there to BillMartinezLive.com. You'll see an ad on the right-hand side of the front page. It says Logos 7 is here. So there have been upgrades, and this 7 upgrade here, this new software that you have, tell us about that, because I know that everybody, you know, when I heard about it, they were really excited with the upgrades and what you've done with Logos 7.
That's right. Logos 7 actually has a number of new features. One of the leading features is for any pastors that are in your audience, but I actually wonder if there are any teachers there who might be able to use it as well. It's called Sermon Editor, but it's merely a word processor built with a public speaker in mind, and it enables you to build a sermon or perhaps a lesson for Sunday school or maybe for your school classroom, and it will automatically add visual slides from the text that you produce. That's one of our major new features. Another one, and we're just always trying to improve, like the vacuum that my wife and I bought one time. The company said, we try to make every vacuum at least a little bit better than the previous one, and that's what we're always doing at Logos. So one of the other features that I really enjoy is a simple view for all my Bibles, where I can put them all in parallel columns to compare them. And that's one of the things I do most often with Logos. I'm simply looking at the way different Bible translations in English typically translate a given passage. Those are some of the new features. If users are interested, if you've got some listeners who already have Logos 5 or Logos 6 and they're not sure they want to upgrade, they can go to not just logos.com, but logos.com/logos-pro to look at a bunch of short, punchy training videos, all of which include some kind of theological or exegetical payoff at the end, which will show them some of the new features of Logos 7.
Yeah, and if you want to, purchase, we have a special offer too at BillMartinezLive.com. Just click on the banner ad. You know, some special incentives designed for you, and especially in light of, you know, the new year. This is always a time when we get New Year's resolutions, and, you know, people have been saying, you know, oh yeah, this is going to be the year I read the Bible, you know, from beginning to end, or I want to go and get involved in a deeper study. I mean, Logos, you know, gives you that capability and helps you design a structure that fits, you know, your lifestyle, your way of understanding and approaching the Bible. I mean, it is It is fantastic. And like I say, I highly recommend it. And Mark, I just cannot tell you, you know, how much of a resource it has been in helping me understand the Bible, because I know a lot of people shy away from it because they, well, you know, it's hard to understand. But, you know, the payoff, as you say, the benefit is when you invest your time and it's wisely invested, you know, a bigger payoff comes with that investment, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, no miner ever found anything of real value without digging and digging. And it is true that way with the Bible. You know, Augustine, many centuries ago, said that the Bible has areas that are small enough for a child to wade in. So yes, there is gold on the surface, but deep enough for an elephant to swim in. And Logos is here to help you find both, but really especially to give you tools to dig deeper and deeper. It, you know, marketers like to use that phrase, dig deeper, with whatever product they're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. It's got to be more and better. But all I can say is that with my own product, I was using it, well, years before I ever worked at the company or knew I would. Mm-hmm. I worked there because I believed in it, and I've had the same experience you've had. It helped me uncover what the Bible says.
Right.
And it's not some sort of technological magic. We're using the work of real-life teachers. So Ephesians 4 says that God gave pastors and teachers to the church for various purposes, including making people stable in their doctrine and not blown back and forth by various winds. And so we make it easier than ever to for Christians to access the work of teachers who have dug even deeper in the Bible text and spent their lives on it. Commentaries, journal articles, dictionaries, encyclopedias, and even visual resources. It's just chock full of that kind of good stuff.
And there's also support. You know, we talk you know, particularly about evangelicals and you know, Christians and that. But I also want my Catholic friends to understand that Logos is there for them as well. Can you address the resources that are available for Catholics through Logos?
Yeah, there is a Catholic, I could say, division of the company. It's the same software, but selling books that focus on the Catholic market. And they can go to verbum.com to see all of the packages available there.
So, as I say, this is very comprehensive, and as Mark had suggested, and what I find myself doing, which is really profound, and this is kind of like the understatement, is that as you are studying and the Holy Spirit leads you to focus on a word, it's so easy, just follow the research and follow key words and expand on your understanding and appreciation and love for the Word of God. Isn't that what you found too, Mark?
That's right, Bill, and I hardly don't need to even be here. You're doing such a great job advertising.
we need you here, so I appreciate and we're going to do a series here, you know, with Mark and have him back with us again, and we'll share some more anecdotal stories of people who have found Logos to be very powerful in their lives. And like I say, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the banner, and it'll take you to our landing page and give you a special discount just in time for the holidays and just in time for your New Year's resolution to get deeper in the Word of God.
These are prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative.